You know, we could get to praising God in here and somebody over there would be healed. Somebody over there would be saved. Somebody over there would be set free. Because there's so much power emanating. I was going to town the other day and out on the bypass over there, they were burning brush and things. I mean, it was a big brush fire. And you could see it everywhere. And for miles, for distances, I don't know miles, but a long way. And that's what you want to do. You want to have so much fire. Say so much fire. So much power. So much anointing coming from this place. Everybody say this place. That it spreads. Say it spreads. Say it spreads. Don't make God sad that you came to church today. So, Lord, I won't make you sad that I came to worship today. I worship you with my whole heart. Forgive me for my distractions and help me. I reject them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen, amen. You know, Halisakota. Y'all see my sermon? I got it. Glory to God. I said, God, where am I going to preach this? I was working on it last time. Glory to God. Listen to this. Who said that this morning? The people are dying all over. Young people, old people, in between people. It is appointed unto men once to die. After that, the judgment. Where will you spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? Answer that for yourself. Answer that for yourself. I'm absolutely, positively sure I will spend eternity with Jesus. I'm not sure, or I know I wouldn't. Talk to a young lady and a young man about a week, 2 weeks ago, I think it was. I said, if you die now, would you go to heaven or hell? He said, I'll go to heaven. She said, I'll go to hell. Had a chance to lead her. She was born again, just backslid in the sinner's prayer. So if you're here now and you're not sure, you're not absolutely sure, it's not based on what you did or didn't do with your physical body, which that affects it, but it's what you do with Jesus. For God, that's in one of my scriptures, put that one up. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And my subject today is the favor of God, and I was going to talk about three of the basic things that the favor of God entails. Can y'all get that up? If you don't, it's fine. God said, God so loved me. Say it loud. God so loved me. That he gave Jesus, that I can believe in him, receive him as my Savior and Lord, and have everlasting life. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Now, do you believe him? Is he your Savior? Are you sure? My niece, Kimberly Dawn Tally Forbes, 1 month younger than Kelton, 42, passed away Wednesday. Wasn't sick. Couldn't breathe. Passed away. Who would have thought last Tuesday that they would have been planning her funeral for this coming Friday? Are you sure? Are you listening? Are you sure that you're sure? Yes, she was born again, full of the Spirit of God. She and her husband were pastors. He said, stay right there, Cora. Whether you're listening, live streaming, whether you are in here. He said, don't leave out of here. Whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you've been in the church 50 years, or you're not in the church at all. He said, make sure you're sure. The enemy, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Give me Romans 10:9-10. That you may have life and have it more abundantly. My husband and I have been reading, we read together and pray after prayer after breakfast every weekday, practically. But we're reading Isaiah and Jeremiah, and we're in Ezekiel right now, and those people kept backsliding against God. Now, God established some things before they ever were born. And God does what God says he's going to do, whether it's chastisement or whether it's blessing. And they kept backsliding, and they kept reaping the rewards of their backsliding condition. And it wasn't a blessing. So God is saying now, come on. So come on. Read a story. Read a story once. And I saw, or maybe saw the movie. I don't know what it was. But the child went out when she wasn't supposed to. She wasn't supposed to be out that night. And she had a wreck. And she died. If I remember, unsaved. But what she did not know was the wreck that she had was with her parents. And they were killed. Get yourself right with God. God is saying, come on now. I love you so much, I'm giving you every opportunity. Went to a funeral yesterday. The man was, what, 79 or 80? I assume he's born again. Loved God. I don't know him personally. But I'm saying people are leaving here. We preach long life, we stand for long life, but we also know that at some point, somewhere, sometime, we're going to die. So what God is saying now, you just be ready anytime, all the time, all the time. And it's going to start with us here at the church. We have to know that we know when we go out, if somebody follows us, they're going to follow us to Christ Jesus. They're not going to follow us to hell. We don't preach say that word too much. It's not a bad word as in cursing. It is a curse, though. Lord, when I get through, may I preach my sermon that I had so nicely organized. Listen. The love of God constrains us. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So if you are addicted to something, you can't stop something, whatever it is, whoever we are, God said, give it to me. He said, why do you struggle like I'm not God? Why are you struggling like I'm not God? I'm God. I'm your father. I love you. He brought this back to me. Gail, you read, I'm going to send you some proverbs about that virtuous woman and the one that is like, you know, dripping rain on a rooftop, which one you want to be. But the Lord said, husbands, love your wives. You know, it's so sad how many men got that the wives should obey the husband and stop right there. He said, love your wife as Christ loved the church. She's your Regina, queen. You lift her up and build her up. Let her know that she's important to God, first of all, and she's important to you.